It's time for Golf DMV, the podcast highlighting golf in D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. Low handicap, high handicap, or somewhere in between. If you love golf, you're in the right place. PGA, LPGA, industry trends. Golf DMV has it covered. And now, here is Claude Jennings.
Welcome to the, this is like the third Christmas edition of the Golf DMV podcast. You know what, like 2 weeks ago, we did Christmas gifts, and then we did a holiday kind of thing when you guys called in and sent in audio or whatever.
But there is like, what, 4 weeks in Christmas? In December?
It's the holiday season, right, so it's the season.
Should we talk about how many days are in December?
It's 30, it's 30, right? Oh, 31, my bad, 31.
Quick update on that. I took a straw poll.
Okay.
People think LB is borderline crazy, or he was playing with me.
Well, without knowing?
Yeah, they were like, how do you not know that? Like, people
because
were
it's useless
dying,
information. That's
it's not
why.
Useless. People were dying laughing, like, no, he had to be joking. Like, there's no
I wasn't
way.
Joking. I just
didn't know.
I never paid attention to it. I use that brain cell for other things, like, I don't know, making money.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you don't get into the 1%, I guess, by not making money.
I guess. I wonder if Trump knows how many days are in.
Oh, well, he only know how many months in a year.
Let's not get into what he knows and doesn't know. It's obvious about that. So it's the holiday season. We got a great holiday podcast for you. My house, we're recording right now in my house. Mm-hmm. It's a madhouse right now.
Yes.
Of course, Manny's here. And anywhere he is, there's a madhouse.
Right.
My goddaughter Jasmine's here. And so when those two get together, it's ridiculous. Until they can't stand each other anymore. Then they love each other and they can't stand each other. My brother's here.
Yep.
Obviously, my wife's here. She lives here.
Mm-hmm.
And then
well, it's a good thing she's here considering all these other random kids.
No, exactly.
Who's going to be watching those kids if she's not here?
Yeah, because God knows I wouldn't. And then you've got my son's godmother, Charmaine, who's here. And so if you hear stuff in the background, it's the holiday season. They're here doing holiday stuff. They're supposed to be baking cookies. And so Manny comes downstairs and says, we've got Christmas cookies if you guys want some. Mm-hmm. And then LB says, what kind of cookies are they? Confuses the heck out of the six-year-old. Like, I thought I said Christmas cookies.
Mass confusion.
Yeah, mass confusion. So that's what's going on there. Lots to talk about. We'll start with LB. Oh, no, we won't. We'll start with the Golf DMV hat.
Hey.
Yeah, let me see one of those while we're
here.
So we've got a black and we've got a blue.
Oh, they came out nice.
Yeah, nice fleece. Okay. It's got Golf DMV in gold on both of them.
How does it fit, though? Let me see how it fits.
It fits good. I tried one on this morning. I looked great in it, although there's not a lot of things I don't look great in.
Covers my ears.
Well,
that was important to me that it came down far enough to cover my ears.
And it does.
Because what good is a hat that doesn't cover your ears?
Right.
And
still be
cold. And I picked up on what Claude just said in case you didn't hear it.
What about there's not many things that
not many things he doesn't look great in, which means it must be very tight on his head.
Let me see the blue
one.
I think I want a blue one.
Well, you can purchase them. They are for sale, $15.
Well, let me say this to the Golf DMV world out there. This is an LB design.
It is an LB design.
I want you to know that. Now, as I'm looking at this for the
there's
first
no
time.
No I in team.
I'm taking credit for this because I did this. So, the one thing I would say that they did not go to my exact specifications is the wording should be, the bottom of it should be, even with his feet, it should be down here.
Oh, okay.
Not up in the middle.
Okay.
I wanted it toward the bottom, but I will let, what's her name? Amy, Abby.
I don't know.
I forget.
You talk to her.
Yeah, I know.
No, this is your doing. So I
know.
I mean,
I got to look up my email, but I will talk to her about that. That was not quite what I wanted.
But I think it's centered with him.
But so I don't like it centered. I like it lower at the lower bottom.
With the want then it to stop from the bottom up.
Yes, exactly. Okay. That's the way I want it.
Well, that's fine. I mean,
so the question
is,
do I want a blue one or a black one?
Buy both.
Yeah, maybe I will.
Or get both.
Yeah. They came out nice. I'm really happy because I'm happy.
Yeah.
They're on sale for $15.
$15.
They're going to be available on the website, but you can also email us golfdmv1@gmail.com. We're going to post pictures on our social, and you can just comment there. Also, if you want, we'll send you one. So it's going to be good. Also, we're going to try to get them into your local pro shops. I've got a few that I think we'll be able to get in, including Blue Mash, also Gunpowder. And when you hear at these shops, go get them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let them know. This is your podcast. We're talking about golf
and
the DMV.
Support us because we support you.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. We kind of support you.
Who else you gonna listen to every week?
Right.
I mean, come on now.
Yeah, we support you. So you can say things like that, and whether they're true or not, who cares? Because right. you're on a
sounds
you
know, good.
Yeah, it yeah. sounds good. You're on a podcast, people listen, oh, they do support me. Kind of not. So LB was out of town last week on his trip. Where'd you go again?
So we went to Cancun.
Mm-hmm.
And the area, so there's
I was going to say, you were staying on the off-beaten path. A little.
Yeah, so there's a place like called Northern Player, and I have a problem pronouncing this correctly.
Okay.
So bear with me, Sherman, as I look at Sherman, because he's the grammar police here.
I don't remember saying anything,
the
but
dates,
okay.
The dates in grammar. Player.
It's Playa.
Playa, thank you. Uh-huh. See that? That's why.
Well, you're saying player, like
I know.
Players
playa,
Club. With
playa. Yo, Playa.
Playa, Playa.
Playa. It's
just spell it.
It's M-A-J. I'm sorry.
Now you can't see it.
Now I can't see because the Luke got tiny print. I got my good glasses.
And you're old.
Pull the glasses down to the tip of your nose.
Right, you right. Under it. And look over them. Yeah, right. That's how you did it.
That is my move.
Okay. I'm sorry.
You can't see it because you're trying to use your glasses.
Pull them right. I know. I'm looking. Now I look over my glasses. Oh, there it is right there.
M-U-J-E-R-E-S. M-U-J.
It's
Mujeres?
Mujeres. It's something
that
like
sounds
that.
Good. Yeah. I'll take it with Playa me Mujeres. Sierra's
I was gonna say, why don't you,
house yes, tomorrow Christmas
yeah.
Eve. Because
there's no English spoken.
There's not. Very little English spoken. Did I tell you guys about the first time I went over there? We were dating. And so I'm trying to impress everybody so I can get a gift for her dad or uncle or aunt. You know what I mean? And it's all good. So I forget about her grandmother. Oh, so I stop at CVS. No. I get a card and I put money in it. So I'm golden, right? I give everybody the gifts. Everybody loves it. Give the grandmother the card. She says, you know, nods her head like, thank you. She puts the money up. And then she starts talking to somebody there, like I guess a cousin or somebody, and they start laughing. And someone else comes up and starts laughing. I'm like, what's
the
so funny?
The car was in English.
The car was in English. She had no clue what the card said. The car was in English.
Or you should just got a blank one and wrote Feliz Navidad.
Right. I didn't think about it.
Very similar. My buddy Trey, who you all met at the live recording.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
His girlfriend is Latina, and they do not speak English at her folks' house.
Right.
So he just pretty much stopped going.
Oh.
Because he was like, I have no idea what they're saying. Right. So I can pick up on
no one tries to translate what's happening?
No. And he says, so if he puts the football game on, they're like, no, we said football.
Football.
Right. Football.
Football.
Not, and he said everyone just kind of stares at him,
like, waiting on him.
And he's like, fine. Just gives him the controller and they put
it back
football on.
Right.
And he's like, you know, I just sit there and there's nothing really to do. So they don't. So he's like, I just pretty much don't go.
Oh. Wow. Now, they know how to party on Christmas Eve, by the way.
Right. That is.
They do it. And on Christmas Eve.
I need to ask my mom.
I mean,
are you going tomorrow?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
it's fun, man.
I might not be doing nothing.
Yeah, you can come too. I'll bring you.
You might want to run that by your wife.
Aunties and cousins and stuff like that. I don't know.
All he heard was Latina and party.
Right. Exactly.
And he's like, hey,
it's like a good time to me. I just came for one.
That's a situation. That's a situation. So anyway, so yeah, you were in Cancun.
Okay, yeah. So
or Playa Mujeres.
Player Mujeres.
Manny, go ask your mom. Does she know?
No.
Does Sierra know Spanish?
God, no. No.
I think it's Mujeres because I had told it to Denise, Coach's wife, and she pronounced it because she's an educator.
Okay.
And she knows some Spanish, so yeah, she's like, no. Because I said something, she was like, no, that's not right.
Right. I could ask, Bernanda knows Spanish.
Get out of here.
Yeah, so.
That's one of my
Spanish
commitments.
Sign language.
I've been saying that for about. Rodney and I said, yeah, we're going to learn Spanish because a lot of times we go to golf trips.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times there's always an opportunity to speak to some Hispanic women. So we said we was going to learn. We was gonna
and
learn
here I am thinking he's going to say people working there, be polite. No.
He's trying to mac.
So we're going to renew our commitment, hopefully not fail this year. Mm-hmm. And you guys know Kenesha, right? I mean, it's inside. Yeah. So you guys know she's my legit cousin?
No, I didn't know that.
So on my grandmother's side, someone on her father's side is like cousins with my grandmother. Wow. Yeah.
That is
I had
weird.
No clue to that. Well, so,
talking about a small world.
Yeah, yeah, so she wants to learn Spanish next year. So we all said we're going to do that. So we'll include you in on this, LB.
Okay. Well, she's also
doing it online. You're doing like a Rosetta Stone?
We know? Just discussed this today. So
it's going to fall through.
Right, exactly.
It's probably one of his Christmas gifts. It's a Christmas gift, Kenesha. Yeah. We're going to learn Spanish together.
And no one ever takes us up on it.
Yeah, right, nobody takes me up on it.
And she's still living in Brooklyn, right?
Yeah.
So when Bernanda and I went up, probably 6 months ago or longer, we had brunch with her when we were up there. We met her down in Manhattan and had brunch. Yeah. Took her to brunch. So
really proud of her. She's doing her thing.
Yeah. Works at A&E, I believe.
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, or Vice or something like that.
Vice, right. She was at A&E
when you guys were up there. But now
In Vice. Isn't that like a hardcore? What do they do? What's their
call? Well, now they got picked up by Showtime. Okay. But before they had pretty much their own
television program.
Yeah, like network. Production company type and stuff.
Okay.
How we got from Playa Mujeres to that, I have no idea.
Player
Mujeres.
All right. Sorry. Let me where I start. Let me start the resort first.
Why don't you start with? Oh no, I'm sorry. I was going to say the flight there, but you already covered that last week.
Yeah.
So we can skip that.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Skip over that. It was
the only reason I know it is because I listened to the show last week and was laughing.
It's a funny show.
But they really need to, honestly, this is a serious business opportunity for airlines.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when you go in places like that. You know, I won't say exotic, but you know, places where it's a lot of families.
Destination.
It's a lot of families going there too, which I don't understand why you take kids, but that's somebody else's call.
It's culture.
I still would leave my kids at home, especially when the kids are under five. It's not a, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I will say this because I do know quite a few families that they don't vacation in Ocean City or the Outer Banks, they family vacation in Mexico or Dominican Republic.
Right. I mean, I guess
so it's just what they do. So it's not so like where with my family, we go to the Outer Banks every summer. They don't. I know a few families that do that. They always go to like the same resort in Mexico or the same resort in Dominican Republic.
Yeah, I
so
get
it's
it.
Just
okay.
where the beach
so
is.
So in that case, then fine. Let them come.
Right.
Let them have their own resort, which they do because the one I was at was all adult, of course.
Right.
Next door to us, their sister resort was a family.
Perfect. That's how it should be.
Right.
Yep.
And I did go over there because they had a slide, one of those tube slide things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dude, it was so much fun.
Yeah, you're not going to find that in an adult.
Right. So I walked over there. I rode the slide. I got off. I towed off. I got my ass back to the adult. See ya.
Have fun. See ya.
I do have one thing about the flight. You said the kid was definitely under two. He had to be 12 to 26 months.
Well, under two, right?
Parts of it. Parts of it.
26, 24, whatever.
I just laugh. I laugh now. I was laughing so hard when I listened back. Oh, definitely under two, like 12 to 26 months.
It could have been a little bit over. Right. Okay, whatever. They really nicked the plane. Mm-hmm. If it was up to me, from the 3/4 way back past the emergency exits, all kids. If you got a kid under five, you
go
sit back there.
Mm-hmm.
Put them all back there in one space.
Mm-hmm.
That way you don't have one up front screaming. You got one in the middle screaming. You got one in the back screaming. Put them all back in one area and keep it consolidated. You know
that
what
makes
I mean?
Sense. No, there's that.
A kid's area.
Kid's zone.
Family friendly area.
Exactly. Yeah. And put a little, some kind of divider up.
Well, now you're getting carried away.
Noise cancellation.
That's called first class and coach.
Yeah. Noise cancellation curtains is what you want to do.
Idea was working until you got to that.
Yeah. Well, we need to do something.
I wonder how many people would actually fly that airline. Or if you had designated.
But you know what? I bet a lot of families would feel
absolutely.
Like, you know, okay, I'm cool because I'm back here with other kids, stuff like that. And I don't
mind screaming
about mine.
Work.
Right.
Because you can hear the one people behind us, you know, they're trying to make the kid calm down. Mm-hmm. It's called Dramamine. or Tylenol.
Benadryl.
The
parents want the kids to be
seen.
Casey
Anthony case coming.
Hey, I'm telling you, I know of a family member who used it on another family member on occasions when they would travel those distances, and it was perfect.
Yeah.
It just makes them drowsy, puts them to sleep. By the time they get there, they're awake and everything's
fine.
Well, you don't give them too much. You don't need it for like 3 hours.
Oh, that's fine.
But yeah, okay. So we arrive. Everything is fine. We get to the resort. You hop off the shuttle bus. bam, there's a drink in your hand. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And a cool towel, you know, wipe your brow because you was, you know, your traumatic experience with flying or whatever. So there's so much to say about this place. It was very nice.
Okay.
So we had never stayed at this particular resort before. But we had all usually stayed further in the downtown area, which is what I like because they have buses.
Right.
And people and malls and
stuff to do
other than just being in a resort. This one was so far away that we were like I said, we were at least a mile off of the main road.
Okay.
You know, right. So it was nothing. You really couldn't leave your resort unless you got into a car or a bus or taxi to go somewhere else.
Did you feel safe there?
Yes, I did. And I will tell you why I felt safe. Uh-oh. So the one day I've seen this at other resorts as well. When you leave the property line of the resort, there's normally a security guard there. Mm-hmm. Right. And his job is to keep a lot of panhandlers and people selling stuff or with riffraff or whatever from coming up into the beach area. Mm-hmm. Now,
can't they just park further down and walk up the beach?
Well, they can, but then they stop them.
So there's security on the beach.
Right. So this they're public beaches. All the beaches are public.
Right.
So they can't, quote unquote, stop. There were still people, when we were in town, the other resorts, they would have people selling, you know, trinkets and bracelets and hats and sunglasses, you know, all those people hawking the parasailing and all that kind of stuff.
Sure.
They're coming up and down the beach because this beach was so far away from down. I say so far away. It was probably 10, 15 miles, but it seemed like years away from where we normally stay. It was very secluded. So there really was no traffic as far as people trying to hawk and sell you stuff.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. So the first day I walked the beach, they got there on Saturday. Mm-hmm. I got down to the edge of their property, and there was just one security guard standing up on their tent. You know, no fuss, no muss. Friday afternoon, which I hadn't seen all week, there were armed federales with M16s. I'm showing them a picture now of the guys.
Put that on the Instagram.
Yeah, I will. Yeah. With the M16s.
Yeah, so we'll put that on the Instagram now, so people can know what we're looking at.
The interesting thing about them is, like I say, they weren't there Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Wow.
Friday and Saturday, they were there. So I don't know.
It's been a weekend thing.
Maybe it is.
People turn up on weekends.
And it's if it's public, then
more people
aren't working.
But the thing about it, that beach, though, is still
far away, but
each how much time is there's resorts. There's like where our resorts was, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, maybe 5 resorts.
Oh, okay.
back to back. Mm-hmm. So it's not like you can just park and walk through the resort to get to the beach. You know, so most of the people that were there, at least as far as I could tell, were people who were actually staying at one of the resorts. But still,
the federal always wear black. They gotta be hot as hell.
I know, and they had on like vests and the whole. I mean, the boots up to the knees. You know, the whole deal. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sitting out there in the sun, man, underneath that little tent. I'm in shorts and the tank top, and I'm hot.
Yeah.
So I don't know
how you could get in the water and cool off. They can't.
Right. So
I guess they could. But
so that was that. So the resort. Let me tell you about the resort. My wife and I we went back and forth about this the whole day. Because I like the old resort, not the old, but the one we stayed at last year, a little bit more than I like this one. Mm-hmm. And for a variety of reasons. One, they had Grey Goose on the bar.
the other one.
Called Live Aqua. Anybody wants to? It's all adult. It's in town. Great location, I believe. Aqua. Called Live Aqua. Okay. I loved it.
Okay.
Grey Goose on the bar. You know, I drink smoothies every day. Mm-hmm. The smoothie guy was great.
Okay.
Outstanding. Mm-hmm. The smoothie guy at Secrets.
Oh, you were at the Secrets.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. I had to train him on how to make smoothies.
Oh, yeah.
And then his machine wasn't that good. You know, and he gives me the smoothie, and it's like, it's watery. It's got big chunks of fruit and stuff. And I'm looking at it
like, this ain't no smoothie.
It's called a smoothie for a reason, because it's supposed to be smooth. What is this you're giving me, man? Right. Then half the day they didn't have, like, I like spinach or either kale in mine. Half the day they didn't have that.
Oh, man.
You know, it was just.
They didn't know who they were.
He lacked what was needed.
It was so bad the last 3 days. I didn't even get a smoothie.
That's bad.
Because I'm like, you know what? I've had enough.
I'd rather not even get anything.
Exactly. Because you're wasting my time. So I lost them with that. The pluses I will give them. Mm-hmm. The food, the restaurants, outstanding.
How many restaurants?
Ooh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 maybe.
Okay.
Okay.
All were good. Mm-hmm. All were good. They, and one thing they do differently than a lot of resorts don't do is they have only have buffet for breakfast and lunch. Mm-hmm. And all the other restaurants at dinner time are open. Some of them for lunch and dinner, but every all of them are open for dinner. Mm-hmm. So they don't they didn't do buffet for dinner. Most resorts, at least at dinner, the buffet restaurant is open as well. This resort did not, which is goes against the grain, I guess, of what other restaurants do. But we didn't. I didn't have a problem with that. It was because the other restaurants were very good. Oh, so the beds and the pillows, terrible. Okay. Terrible. In a word, terrible. Uh-huh. Yes. I was so glad to get back home to my bed and pillow because it was very, very uncomfortable. That even sucks. Even after drinking for 14 hours, you think you can just go up and pass out,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I did for the first 4 hours. Then you wake up because it's an uncomfortable damn bed. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they lose on the bed. They get pluses for their food, the variety of food. The service was very good. Mm-hmm. The beach was outstanding.
Okay.
The pool was beautiful. Well maintained, all that stuff. And this is something most people don't think about. But if you stayed in enough hotels, you know they use a really high quality toilet paper.
Okay.
Very important.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Especially when you're not used to that kind of food, so you're going a little more than normal you would go. High quality Cottonelle toilet tissue. All right. Made a world of difference. Nice. I will give them that. So here's the thing that really put me over the edge.
Okay.
As far as the hotel, the resort. So we got there on Saturday. On Friday, we got there on Saturday. Friday night, we're in the, they have two sides of the resort. They have the regular and the preferred, right?
Okay.
Of course, we stayed in the preferred.
Of course.
Why would you stay in the preferred? Why would I be regular? I'd be with the preferred.
Come on.
So when you check in preferred, it's its own little building. There's a bar to the left with hors d'oeuvres and stuff. You walk in. Again, somebody got a drink in your face. Mm-hmm. Not to get it back. That's not true. He comes up to you to ask you, what would you like to drink?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And they go make you a drink or whatever, bring it back to you while you're sitting and checking in and all that stuff. And the business center is also in that in that facility. So Friday night, we had went to dinner early, and we go back, and Brendan wanted to do some shopping, so we online. So we go in there with the business center. She's on one computer. I got other computer up. I'm looking at porn. I will qualify because on the TVs, channel 26 was hardcore. So if you got that on the TV,
then it must be okay to go
it's
online.
It's okay for me to do it online on your computer. So of course the wife was not happy with me, but all right, what the hell? I'm on vacation.
I'm speechless.
I was bored. I mean, I didn't even have to do
it. And it was her idea to go shop to go online. Right,
so we sitting there, so she's ordering. And at one point she's like, I'm like, yeah. I turned the screen a little bit away from the walking traffic past me.
People are walking by, and on one screen they see the missus
shopping,
and then on the other screen seeing you, you know, watching, you know,
hardcore
Sandy does Dallas,
right?
Like what?
Pornhub.
Yeah, I know, right?
What the hell? I had been drinking. It was late at night, whatever. So here's the kid, but here's the point of my story.
What is the point?
So I go up to the bar, the same, like I say, it's the same preferred, you know, lounge, whatever. I go up to the bar to get a drink. So, I had been drinking. Their best vodka was Absolut.
What?
Exactly. It was after freaking loot. Absolut vodka.
No Tito's.
No. Absolut. It was Absolut and some other stuff or some other.
Absolut is like.
Exactly.
Like a step above Smirnoff.
Exactly. That was their top shelf. That's what I was told. So I go up to the bar. So I had been drinking Long Beach, which is a Long Island iced tea instead of the Coke you put in cranberry juice. Same thing. So that's what I had been drinking the whole time because they didn't.
Right, because if you're going to drink 7 different liquors, at least don't drink the soda.
Right. diluted with some other stuff.
Yeah. And
I can't tell the rock gut from the regular stuff. And it all works out.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I get to the bar to order my drink. And the guy, he's made it. He's great, put the cranberry juice in. He opens the chest up to get the cranberry juice out. What do I see?
Grey Goose.
A big ass ball of Grey Goose in there.
Oh. No.
And I said, hey. He's like, and he looked at me in shock. I'm like, is that Grey Goose I see in there? He's like, yeah, it's Grey Goose. Where the hell it been for 5 days? I got here on Saturday.
You're cheating.
I've been drinking freaking Absolut, and you got the Grey Goose in here? He's like, well, that's only for our preferred guest. I am a preferred guest.
That's what I'm saying.
The preferred guest. Like, dude, do you know who I am? It's a Tony Cornhouse. So, I again, the drink was finished except for the cranberry juice. Oh, I say, here, take that back. Mm-hmm. Pour that out. Give me the Grey Goose.
and just give me the bottle.
He said, well, how much? So he started pouring. He said, what do you want with it? I said, I don't want nothing. I want Grey Goose, ice, a lemon, and a lime. So he starts pouring. He said, you want a single? I said, no, I want a double.
I want 4 days worth. Yeah.
All this time, dude. I was
oh,
heated.
Oh, man. Yeah.
I was heated. So I drank, and he took it, and I chugged it down. Put him a glass back on the table, said, hit me again. You got to be kidding me.
Wow.
I was no good.
And you specifically asked for Grey Goose.
At the other bars by the pool, they was like, oh, we don't serve Grey Goose.
Mm.
Right.
But so nobody said go to the preferred lounge.
No. And no other area in the resort had Grey Goose other than the bar in the preferred lounge.
Wow. Maybe they should have told you that.
Exactly.
Like, hey, we don't have that here, but
you
at the bar
there.
The
preferred, wow. Yeah. I was heated.
Okay.
And I live aqua. Grey Goose everywhere.
Right.
Every bar, every time, Grey Goose, Grey Goose, Grey Goose, Grey Goose.
Did you play any golf?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. On the next episode, we'll talk about
We covered Grey Goose. We covered online porn.
We covered
toilet paper.
Putting in a noise-canceling curtain.
All right. So the golf course.
Okay, hold on. The golf course?
Did they have A?
All right, it's just one.
One 18-hole golf course.
Okay.
It is beautiful.
Okay. Right. It looked beautiful.
It's Caribbean. Yeah. I mean, you know, really, yeah. You know, yeah. I mean, everybody's got they're beautiful. This is a Greg Norman design course.
Did you have a caddy?
No caddy. You had cart with GPS. You had cart with GPS.
Okay. Option for caddy or no?
No. Okay. No option for caddy. So the range, the first day we get there, we got there on Sunday. Yeah, we got there on Sunday.
So now it's Sunday.
I'm trying to help work with me. It was Sunday, right?
I don't know when
it was Sunday.
Because you left early Sunday morning.
Yeah, Sunday morning. Yep. Right. So it was Sunday.
It was Sunday.
So the first day we played was Monday. The wife played with me as well.
Okay. Nice. Did she have a good time?
Yeah. Oh, okay. She loved the resort. Golf. Okay. She played 9 holes and she quit.
Okay.
That's her move.
And she just rode around.
That's what she
enjoyed the nice weather. Yeah. Read a book.
The first day she did actually have a Kindle with her, so she
smart.
Did.
Yeah.
The back nine she read. So yeah, beautiful layout. The conditions were great.
Mm-hmm.
On the course itself. The downside, and I realized this after playing at this course compared to the other two I played in Cancun. There's fairway. There's maybe 5 feet or yards of rough. Maybe mm-hmm. maybe not even that. Maybe 10 feet of rough, and then it's jungle.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So that's tough if you can't keep it straight.
Exactly. So there is no, well, I'll just kick it out of the, you know, no, because you're not, I'm not going in it. Because did you see the pictures of the crocodiles?
Yes.
Yes.
That was a big boy.
Yes. And that was, I have another picture I have to post that was even bigger than that one.
Wow.
Yeah, with his mouth open. Yeah, I walked up to him.
Yeah, you got
to
post that.
Yeah. So yeah, there's no
walking. Don't go in there.
Yeah, you don't go into there because it's marshy and stuff mm-hmm. in the woods. You don't go in the jungle, whatever you call it.
Yeah, it could be a leopard or anything.
Anything.
Right. Yeah, you're right.
I mean, for real.
And there was these other things that were there. I looked them up today. They're called, where did I wrote it down? They're called white nose kofis. Cody. COATI. They look like a raccoon, but they're not raccoons. They got long tail.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. White snout. Because one day we had pulled up to a hole and Brenda was still in the car. And I was like, what is that in the woods? And she looked over and she wasn't even driving. She was in the passenger side. She slammed on the gas on the golf cart and took off.
With you standing there?
She left you?
Yeah. What? See? See?
Uh-huh. Because they don't travel single. They travel in packs.
Oh, yeah.
So, it was like so six, she knew what it was.
No, she just saw something moving and took off.
So
I did have a club in my hand, so I mean, I could have fought them off if I had to. But I looked them up later. They're not They're not like our raccoons.
They're not super dangerous or anything.
Right. They eat like grubs and stuff like that. But they were right there in the woods. There's a whole bunch of them. So what can I say? Okay, some more about the golf. Let's set that part. $99 car fee.
Yeah, I remember. I think you mentioned that
last week. Yeah.
Wow.
Come on, man. How can you tell me did you get a free run of golf included in your round, in your stay, and then you charge $100 to play?
Yeah, what they should say is just it's $100 a round, which includes a cart. That's it.
Well, something like
right.
it.
Because
it's deceiving.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So every time the business.
So you should
play,
blast them on Yelp.
That's $200. That's $200.
Right. Yeah.
Did you go?
Yet. It's coming.
You should.
Coming.
Yeah.
It's coming.
Yeah.
Yeah. $200.
Because that's not a hard thing to fix.
No.
$100 per person for 18 holes includes a cart.
Right. But it's still a straight ripoff.
It is, 100%. But at least you have all the information going in
before
you book the trip.
And even going to the one day, Wednesday or Thursday, the weather, it was supposed to storm, thunderstorms, according to the forecast, mm-hmm. Wednesday and Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
It sprinkled twice.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You know, so I had made all my plans based on the forecast.
Yeah, and the forecast was all off.
It wasn't even close. So I called over and said, hey, I want to come to the range. They're okay, fine. It was always like a hassle, too, to get over there. They were like, well, what time you want to come? I'm like, well, what's about right now? Okay, maybe about 20 minutes. We come pick you up. I go, fine, whatever. to get over there. And then they charged me $10 for range balls. And again, you're a golf resort.
Come on.
It just
seemed to me like,
I'm paying to stay here. I'm paying $100 to play. If I want to hit some range balls,
that's a bucket of balls.
Yeah. $10?
$10 for some balls.
I mean, shouldn't charge a thing.
Right.
Right.
Even $10, you're like, all right, now this free round of golf is now I'm $109 in.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, so it was bad. Because when we stayed the one in, when Rick McCormick and I stayed the one in Punta Cana, they had a cart fee too, but it was like $60.
Okay.
Which is, I'm like, fine. That's what we played.
But it was
cart.
Free golf?
Free golf, but it was
$60.
They got to stop doing it. They got to stop
$60
doing
it. Cart
they
got
to stop
fee.
Saying, okay. Hey,
but that's what we pay at home. Yeah. So I was $60 is fine.
Yeah.
$125, you know, $99 or whatever. Then you lose it.
Yeah.
You lose it with all that. Mm-hmm.
But even I mean, you go to the Outer Banks, you're going to pay $125.
Yeah.
All right.
And you go to like Nag's Head, links of Nag's Head, whatever it is down there. I mean, Outer Banks, you're not going to pay less than. Seascape was $90 where we played this summer, and that was cheap. I mean, and it was only that because they had the summer kill or winter kill.
Okay, right. Okay.
But just say it.
Right.
Like,
right.
just don't.
So I met this other couple, and I didn't get their names. They were from UK, and they were staying at a different resort, but they played. We went on the shuttle bus back to the hotels, and they paid $125. Which is what I had paid the last time I was there. The other two courses, that's the going rate, which I'm fine with.
Right.
If that's the rate,
but
don't
you
tell
knew it
me
going in.
I'm in a golf resort, and I still got to end up paying $100 to play.
Right?
Yeah.
Because I mean, I say $25 by staying here, basically. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Right. 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 Yeah. Right. Basically, yeah.
Right. And I'm playing the same course over and over and over again.
Right. What'd you shoot?
First day, 98.
Okay.
Okay.
So the second day I played it. I played by myself. The Mizzou didn't go.
Uh-huh.
So the first day I played from 63.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, well, let me see. So I said, well, let me try and go down to the 58 and see how I do. So I only thought about that on the back nine. so just an example. The first day I shot plus 14 from the silver, which is the 6,300.
Okay.
The next time I played it, I shot plus six. Moving up to 58.
Oh. See, I'm a move up guy.
But this is what we were talking about as far as like Waverly. Remember we were saying, because that was a pretty long course.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
And if we cut out the, you know, would the scores drop?
Right, right. Yeah. So then
Are you still using the George angle, the George theory?
Aim get to for 150 out.
Yes and no. There was one hole which was like a 340-yard par four. Every time I played it, I could never find my golf ball. It always was. I could see it land in at least the fairway, headed toward the rough, and then I gift and I couldn't find it. Three times in a row.
Wow. Like, what the hell? Same hole. Because if you go down in yardage, I'm interested in that approach, going for 150.
Right.
If that's what you're doing, then you would think it would actually. it would help your score.
Right. So in that particular hole, the one I'm talking about, the first day when I played from 63, I hit driver. Uh-huh. And I know I lost it to the right.
Right.
So the second time I played it, I hit my hybrid.
Uh-huh.
And it's still in the same place.
Wow.
Yeah. Same place.
Yeah.
The last two times I played it, I hit the hybrid. And I thought I would be same, like you're saying, I would be, you know, 120, 130 yards out. And I got that. I couldn't find the ball.
Hmm.
I could not find the ball.
Yeah.
So I talked about that. I thought about
that. So 98,
that.
What else did you shoot?
The other day, in the last day, I played with this guy named, I wrote it down, named Paul.
Uh-huh.
Paul. So he caught up to us on right before we got to the turn.
Mm-hmm.
So he wanted to play with us. So he was a cool guy. He's from Georgia. But he stayed. So we were at Secrets. Dreams is the family resort next door to us.
Okay.
So I was talking bad about Dreams because all them damn kids and stuff.
And he was staying there with his kids.
Yep. That's how it worked.
Yeah. He had a 5-year-old. So he was staying over. He's like, yeah, he said our food's not as good as y'all's and this, that, and the other. So, but yeah, so he played. He was a nice guy. He, what was I trying to think of that? It's just about conversation. He did give me a, he's a cigar smoker.
Okay.
And he asked, he wanted to give me one. I was like, he wanted me, he asked if I wanted to smoke one. I was like, no, not right now. I'm good. And then he just walked over here. Take this for later. You can try it out. It was his favorite. I wrote the name down. But I did smoke it that evening at Battle Pool. So, Paul, thank you for the cigar. Very nice.
Did you
give
him a card?
Thank you. Yes, I did. He has a card. A small world reference I gave Marvin. So, the one day I went to the range.
Okay.
There was another guy. It was a bunch of people in the range. But then they left. It was just me and this guy, Marvin. So I wanted to play the next day. I'll see if he was available to play. And I went to start talking to him. He was leaving. He was actually leaving the next morning, I think, whatever. But he lives in L.A. He grew up in this area in Columbia.
Okay.
Really? Yeah. And we got to talking. He said something about Columbia. I said, I know Columbia well. I said, you know, my buddy, I went to college with, lived in Owen Brown. Mm-hmm. And wife and I still go to eat at the Chinese restaurant in Columbia.
You have a college buddy who lives in Owen Brown?
Yeah, he used to. Well, I don't know where he lives now, but he used to, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. But back, yeah. That's how I know Columbia, because of college days in living, well, basically shacking in this house because we was running around Columbia doing our thing.
Mm-hmm.
Jason's curse.
Yeah.
So I mentioned to him, I said, yeah, my wife and I still go pretty much every Saturday to the Chinese restaurant in Columbia, Maryland. And he says, the Hunan Manor. I said, how you know? He said, my mother loves that place. She goes there all the time.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
Small world. Yeah.
Where in Columbia is this Chinese place?
You know where the bowling alley is?
On Brown? Snowden River.
Right off, yep.
Yeah.
Right behind it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll have to check it out.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. Okay. Yeah, we go for lunch.
So that is a small world.
Exactly, yeah. Right. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So other place I got to shout out, Peter's Restaurant. Mm-hmm. So the last time when I got in the car with the two guys.
Yeah, that you were about to be kidnapped.
Right, kidnapped, take my kidney and all that shit. So they turned me on to Peter's Restaurant. So, and now that's our favorite place. So we went back to Peter's Restaurant the other night. And we walk in, and the maitre d', his name is Eddie. Eddie says, pause. It's like, weren't you here this time last year?
Nice.
No way.
Yes.
He remembers you. Okay.
He remembered us. Yep. And then Peter, who's the owner and chef, he comes out, greets us. Hey, I remember you all from last year. We talked.
Wow.
And so Peter, anytime you order, nobody takes your order. Peter comes from out of the kitchen, talks to you. Looks it over the menu with you, asks you your questions, asks you what you want.
That's service.
Yeah.
You don't like this? I will take that out. You want me to add this? I mean, it's customized to your liking.
Whoa.
Right.
Not bad.
Right.
Did you give him a card?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. He and Eddie have cards.
Sweet.
And I gave him cards last time I was there, too. So, yeah. I was telling Ghana in the hotel about him in the resort. I was like, hey, if you leave, you want to go off reservation and go eat? Go see Peter.
Yeah.
Great food. I get the hogfish.
You get what?
It's called hogfish. It's the fish. It's in air quotes, the jewel of the Caribbean Sea or something like that.
Okay.
It's very good.
That's really good service.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, it is.
Absolutely.
That's how you do it.
And it's a very small place. I mean, I made sure I counted the seats. It only seats 26 people.
Well, that's good. That was going to be my next question.
That's how he's able to do it.
Yeah.
He's only open from 6 to 10. Is it 5 or maybe 6 or 7 nights a week or whatever.
Okay.
Sure. It makes really good money, too.
I guess he's doing okay. I mean, because every time we've been, it's never been like crowded, but there's always a few open seats. But
that's smart.
It's not, and it's not. I mean, for two people, let's see, we both had entrees, both had salads. I had two drinks. Yeah. Mrs. had, I think she had one. $86.
Oh, man.
That's not bad at all.
That's not bad at all. Yeah.
But customized, I mean, it's like a customized meal.
I pay that when we go to Steel Fire, so.
Mm-hmm. And it was good. I mean, it's excellent. I've never had a bad meal there.
Yeah. I mean, you can't, you're going to spend, you know, $70 to $100 if you go to a decent restaurant for two
people. Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
Even, I mean, without a drink, you know, you're going to spend that. At least we do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what else can I tell you about the golf? It was, like I say, the Caribbean is different because you got the winds coming off the water too. Mm-hmm. So the one day, the last day we played, I mean, it was to the point where you could hit your ball and you could see it going toward the green and you could see it just stop.
Just stop and fall.
And fall 20 yards or 30 yards short or whatever. We had a terrible time to the point where I was standing over a ball one time. And I had to back away because the wind was buckling me so bad I couldn't keep my
stand straight. Wow.
And it was a beautiful day.
Just windy.
Mm. is all hell.
And that's no fun.
Nah. I mean it pisses you off because you hit a good shot and it's going toward the green. You're like, this is it.
And then it knocks it down. Yeah. But you're on vacation, you're playing golf.
Exactly. So two more things I gotta say and then I'll get off of this whole trip completely. Talk about Gregos. So, three days before we left, I was talking to Rodney, right? And he said, "Oh yeah, man, I meant to send you some drink coupons."
Oh, I remember that, right?
Yeah. So
Southwest.
Right. I said exactly. I said, "Well, go ahead, man. Put them in the mail. If you put them in the mail tomorrow, first thing in the morning, they'll probably get hit before I leave."
Okay.
He said, "Okay, I got you." I left on
Sunday morning.
Saturday mail, it wasn't there.
Uh-huh.
Like, okay, I guess it didn't make it. Or he didn't send it, whatever. I didn't think about it. This morning, we get all the mail and stuff together. There's a FedEx envelope from Rodney.
No.
And I look at the envelope.
Uh-huh.
And I say, before he opened, I was like, "Please tell me this fool did not FedEx me some coupons." Because I see how much he paid to FedEx these, right? So I rip it open. There are two drink coupons in the envelope.
Mm-hmm. How much did he spend?
Which are worth $14.
He spent $26.
He spent $24.70 to send me $14 worth of coupons that did not make it on time.
He could have just cash apped you $14.
I called this morning like, "Dude, please tell me you didn't do this."
Well, that says how much he likes you, though.
Yeah.
He's going to come out of his pocket twice as much
than
he's
going to
take you. He wants to make sure you stay in the
1%. Wow. There you go, Rod.
I appreciate it, but man, come on, bro.
That is funny.
Yeah.
And he's a math guy.
Money was of no consequence in this.
Apparently.
Yeah. Well, to make sure his math
thing. And that didn't get there.
Right. So brother's love. So here's the last thing, and we can move on to something else. So we get to the airport to come home. And everything's fine. I get to the... Now, I have this... I like going places. I don't like traveling to get to places. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Once I'm there, I'm fine.
You're good.
Yep.
It's getting there.
Drives me up a wall.
Yep.
So, we get off the shuttle bus. We go check in. My passport wouldn't go through the kiosk thing or whatever. Whatever. Yeah. So, this is my last use of A-List. So A-List, you know, you avoid all the big lines and all that stuff. This is my last of that because of my expired of this month. So get to the lady. Like she had a bad Botox thing going on.
Mm-hmm.
And so we talking to her. And my attitude, and I will say, I don't have the best attitude because I don't like this whole bullshit you're taking me through.
Right.
So, and I guess she picked up on some of them. And I'm assuming this is why this happens. So when I get to the gate, and it's only happened to me coming back to the United States from the Caribbean. Right before you get on the plane, they'll call out some names.
Mm-hmm.
And they call my name out again because this is not the first time. This not even the third time this happened. You've been selected for extra security.
Uh-huh.
Yep. I get pulled to the side, take my shoes off, frisk me, go through my bag, the whole da 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 da. This is the third out of five trips, my last five trips to the Caribbean, I've been pulled out of the line three times.
Wow. Mm-hmm. They're looking for you.
Why?
I don't know. You tell me.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. You know what I mean? I mean, of all the criminal-looking people, do I look like a criminal to you?
Well, you do kind of look like the dude from Breaking Bad, the chicken guy. So they could see.
Like,
and he was dealing with the Mexican cartel.
That's true.
We need that.
What was his name? Augustus or something like that. Yeah.
When I get on the plane,
you fit the profile. Like, okay,
middle-aged black man.
Yeah, that's the profile? With money. You know, so they're tracking your movements.
Maybe I don't. And I'm wondering,
traveling to the Caribbean a lot.
Yep.
What's this
I was
about?
Thinking about staying in upscale resorts in the preferred resort. They know they're tracking you.
Complaining about kids.
Right. Yeah. I was thinking about this today. I was like, well, what is it? Maybe it's my attitude that when I get to the counter,
then
my pissed off attitude.
He seems on edge.
Right. Or something.
We need to make sure he.
Yeah. Maybe that's what it is. Because I kid you not, three of the last five times I've been pulled to the side.
I'm being serious. I think it could be it for real. Like, you kind of fit the profile of some high level.
Narco dealer.
Yeah. Or, you know, yeah. You know, that you're in with the cartel, you're in with the narcos or whatever. So.
But if then I wouldn't be fine fucking Southwest.
Well, you gotta maintain low profile.
Yeah, you can't blow your cover.
Yeah, you're not gonna fly. Right. Yeah, you gotta fly. You gotta maintain your cover. Yeah. Now, Augusto, whatever his name was, Breaking Bad. He was still working at the Loco Pollo whatever it was. Right.
Yeah, yeah, that threw me for a loop.
Sean, my brother Sean gets stopped every single time. He's never, ever not been stopped coming back from Mexico.
Wow.
So you know they got the light.
Mm-hmm.
It goes red for him every time, and they start speaking to him in Spanish. And he's like, "I don't know Spanish."
Right?
Like, yeah, well, okay, I come with us. I'm not trying to break back into the country. I'm actually from.
Right.
He does look a little Mexican.
Wow. There you go. So good. Well, I'm glad you're back. I'm glad you're safe. Glad you had a good trip.
Glad you weren't kidnapped.
Yeah. Glad you didn't get in the car with strangers this time.
Yeah, I didn't. I didn't get any tickets because I didn't drive.
Okay.
So that was good.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yep.
Perfect. Sherm.
Yeah.
Holiday season. What are your holiday plans, man? Okay.
Caught him off guard.
Got choked up there.
Let's see. So tomorrow we always spend Christmas Eve at my mother's house.
Okay.
So we'll go there for dinner, and then Christmas Day, Brenanda's family is coming over. Her father's side of the family is coming over, so her aunts and uncles and cousins.
Oh, that's right, because you're hosting them all.
Yeah, we're hosting them.
That's a big deal.
Yeah,
it's gonna be a big situation there.
Fun time.
Yeah, it's gonna be like 20-25 people. So
okay,
That's about it.
Who's cooking?
BYOB.
We actually asked everyone to bring a dish.
Okay.
I was actually going deep fried turkey, but now I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
So. So everybody's bringing a dish, and you know we're hosting whatever, so it'll be a good time.
Okay.
So they normally get together. They stopped a few years ago, and Bernardo wanted to kind of get it back going. So
yeah. Well, good.
How about you? Oh, before we go further though into you guys, I got gifts for you.
Sherm, bearer of gifts.
Ball
of
Grey Goose. So Claude, don't mind the envelope.
Okay.
That's for you, my friend.
I appreciate it.
You can open
envelope,
it.
Envelope. Let's rip this open. Oh man, perfect. Gift card to Dick's Sporting Goods, which is also good at Golf Galaxy and Field and Stream.
Yes.
I'll be using it at Golf Galaxy.
Yes.
Thank you, sir. I really appreciate that.
LB.
Ball of Grey Goose?
Let's see.
I don't know.
Let's see. Uh-oh. Oh, my man.
Nice.
That Ball of Grey Goose. Thank you very much.
There you go. Sherman, the gift.
I don't know I like Grey Goose.
However could I know? Manny, I got something for you too, my man.
Since
you're like the unofficial fourth member of the podcast.
Yeah. Good night. So he's opening that for him, and now he's excited. Golf balls.
Golf balls.
Sherman, thank you very much.
Man. Yes, very nice.
Thank
very nice,
very much, Sherman. Wow.
All right.
The giver of gifts. I really appreciate that.
All right, man.
Thank you.
Yes, I'll use mine.
You are like my. Yeah, we can. You got glass?
Some ice.
Yeah. So what are you doing?
So Christmas Eve, going to Sierra's dad's house. Then Christmas.
You can bring your Google Translator?
Right. No, everybody's speaking to the phone. And then Christmas, we'll go to my mom's house and then to her mom's house. So, yeah, we're just traveling around up and down the Beltway. That's what we're doing. Yeah.
I hate it.
I'd much rather do that. You know what
Hold
I mean?
Hold on one second. Yes?
What about the golf balls, Manny?
Thank you for
Oh, you're welcome, man.
Oh, good.
Yes,
good,
absolutely. Very welcome.
You got manners. How about that?
So that's what we're doing.
Somebody raising them right.
Somebody's trying to raise them right. LB, what about you? What do you got?
Same thing, we're making the rounds. I'm going to go see the grand girls early and then go to the other kids' house for food and drinks. And
So King is hosting?
Yes, King's hosting. Yes.
Did he say that he wasn't this time?
Like No.
He knows his role.
Yeah, exactly. Smacked down to earth or whatever.
Yeah.
Got in line or whatever.
Not only did he host Thanksgiving, he cooked.
With an apron on.
Yep. So what? How are the girls doing? The grand girls.
You're going
to see them.
I'm going to go see them. Yeah. Nobody's coming to our house this year. We're going to their houses.
Okay. That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
And then when you guys are done, go back home, kick your feet up, and Merry Christmas.
Yep.
Are they?
They're walking.
They're two, right? They should.
No, they're not.
Coming up.
There'll be two in July.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, so you can do the. You can figure.
So they're close to 17 months.
Yeah.
Oh, whatever. Yeah.
Whatever. Two in July. They're like 26 months.
It's funny because I was in the doctor's office and some little girl just ran up to me and jumped in my arms. And, and so I put on Facebook. I said, "Man, something just made my day. I'm sitting in the doctor's office and some 8 month old little girl runs up to me, jumping in my arms." And someone commented, said, "An 8 month old is running." I was like, "Maybe she was a year and a half."
I don't know. She was a baby.
Right.
She was a kid.
Right.
So
yeah.
Does the one still hate you?
No. So what I did. So I was talking to a coworker about my issue with my grand girls. Every time I see them, they scream and holler and cry and run away from me.
They're a good judge of character. Normally, babies are.
Well, sometimes.
Go ahead.
But they can be bribed. That's what I found out. Cheez-Its. I took a box of Cheez-Its and I sat there eating Cheez-Its and them looking at me like. Is he going to eat them cheeses and not give us any? Uh-huh. Yes, I am. Until you come get one.
Yep.
And then I held it out, and finally, Nevaeh came, got one. Rain wouldn't come for a while. Nevaeh was tearing them up. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She would eat one. Soon she finished out, she'd come back and get another one. Finally, Rain got hip to the game.
I said, let me go ahead and get one.
And then she came over and got one. And then from that point forward, we were fine. We would play. They would laugh. We would talk. You know.
So you're good now.
Yeah. Well
have you had a visit? Cheez-Its. Have you had a visit since then?
No.
Okay.
No. So but
now we got it.
But are you bringing Cheez-Its?
But this time I'm bringing the organic, holistic Cheez-Its.
Yeah, so that way they're not.
At least they're not junk.
Now they're really going to hate you.
I know, right? They're going to be like, what are these? We want the old kind.
Stop throwing them back at you.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Grandpa Cheez-Its is slipping up.
So don't forget, we've got the Golf DMV hats. You can catch them on our social, Golf DMV, Facebook, Golf DMV 1 on Twitter, Golf DMV 1 on Instagram, Golf DMV 1 at gmail.com is the email.
Yeah, I also got to thank my staff. You know, my staff. We had our holiday party, and they always go all out. Remember last year they did all the golf balls.
Oh, yeah.
So they got me a desk, a golf tips like tear each day, a daily calendar for your desk, and $100 gift card to Montgomery County Golf.
Oh,
yeah.
So you're getting the gold card again.
Possibly. I mean,
but it's what a gold card.
Yeah. But still, it's
That's a big
deal.
That's
cool. Good job.
Yeah. And then they got other stuff, bottle of wine. And
nice. They take some care other of you stuff.
That's Cookie's your staff, too, right? The name Cookie?
Yes, she is. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. So she was on that. Mm-hmm. Yep. So Trey does all the shopping. I think he collects the money and kind of knows what I like. So
I remember Cookie.
So big thank you.
So, no, anyway, that's good.
I have one more question.
Uh-huh.
When I was going out to, we were in the Bullis tournament last weekend, right? We finished second place, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Beat Boys Latin in the semifinal. Okay. Beat Mercersburg in the open round.
Mercersburg, PA.
Yep.
Okay.
Beat Boys Latin in the semifinals, who's ranked number six. Mm-hmm. And then.
Six nationally or local?
Look, Baltimore.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And then lost to Sidwell Friends in Championship. Mm-hmm. So when I was going out there, I passed Red Gate. Along
28.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Is it 28?
Yeah, that's 28.
Lay Hill Road, 198 turns 28. Into 28?
28.
I'm just asking. Okay.
It's my county, man. It's my county.
This is true. So that's Red Gate along that road, right?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't we talk about how bad that course
it's a dump.
Was? Okay.
Well, let me phrase it.
One of you played that?
I did. Me and Rodney and Vern played it.
Okay.
The rough was super high. Yes. Stuff like that.
Yeah. And when I passed, I was like, man, that course looks nice. I mean, like the layout.
They're always having great deals, by the way.
Right. Well, apparently because it's a dump.
Well, and dump is maybe a harsh word. Let me say it this way.
Since that day we played it, I have not gone back.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
There you go.
I was just, I thought
we'll
that was
course. We'll see what 2019 holds for us. Maybe we'll get back there.
Yeah, well, somebody pay for it, I'll go. Yeah. They ain't getting nothing on my money. I'm sorry. The driving range is
Okay. I was just curious. I couldn't remember, and I had wrote it down to bring up on last week's show, and then we ended up not recording, you know, just doing our own recording.
Then a pair of shoes that I have, the ones I call my mud shoes, I got from there. They had a sale going on. It's a pair of Callaways, but they, you know, the cheap vinyl.
Yeah.
So no water gets in them because they're vinyl. You know what I mean? So that's the only time I use them, and it's real muddy.
Okay. All right.
But, okay.
But yeah, I wouldn't. Yeah. Don't waste your time. Okay. It ain't worth the drive.
Okay.
Yeah. Sounds good. Yeah. I just want to make sure that was it.
Well, look, everybody, have a great Christmas. Enjoy your family. Happy holidays.
Sherman. And buy some hats.
And buy some hats. Yeah. Next week, we're not planning on doing a podcast. So enjoy the rest of the year. And we'll talk to everybody in 2018.
So what day is the first? What day is that? That the first of the year?
The first.
Is that after? What day is that on? Like a Monday, Tuesday?
It's on a Tuesday.
It's on a Tuesday.
There. Okay.
Yeah.
As of now, we're not planning on doing a podcast, but you can check. Maybe we'll get together.
Well, it's supposed to be 55 on Saturday.
Maybe we'll. Yeah. Well, maybe
so I'm gonna call my golf buddy Vern.
Yeah.
See if he can come out and play. Yeah. Because I ain't even gonna ask you to.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'll tell you now, I can't because I'll be heading south somewhere.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. We'll see.
Talk but anyway, to y'all about that offline.
Yeah. Yeah. Have a Merry Christmas.
Happy
Merry
Christmas,
everybody.
Thanks for everything.
Happy 2019.
Keep listening. Buy some hats.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Bye. 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 Bye.
See you in 2019.
Yep. Good night.
You're listening to the Golden Week.